Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you are listening to Mac's Musings. Having lots of technical difficulties here, hence the really late start. And so I am taking my time doing what I need to do just to make sure, hopefully, that there's no more technical difficulties. So let me give my guests a call. Their names are Aaron Delzell and Michael Harris, and they are a band called Delzeris. So hopefully everything will work well this time. And it's ringing. That's a good sign.
Delzeris here.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
So,
hello.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
We gotcha.
Can you hear me? Okay, good.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, because I can hear you, and so hopefully everything is all cool. And if we hear that man again, hopefully he just won't.
It's Paul Arodi. He does that sometimes. Sorry, guys.
Okay, well, sorry about the late start to anybody that's listening. Sorry to you guys. Sorry to me because it's anyway. So at least you're not mad. Some people get mad.
No, it takes a lot to make us mad. I don't know if we've ever been mad, but it takes a lot.
Yeah, we're not mad.
So I like to start, like, maybe not from the beginning, like, you know, the day you were born or anything, but going back before the recent things of what you're doing now to give people an idea of what you were about before and then what you are now. So I'll start with Aaron first and then with Michael. It'll be the same thing. I would just like you to tell the audience, like, just a short little thing, like maybe, 10 minutes or something of your life before you and Michael met. And you can include any details that you like, just remembering that it's a PG-13 show. So, Aaron, go ahead. Let's hear about what your life was like and whatever you want to tell us before the two of you guys met.
Well, I started out in the music business in South Florida. I moved down to South Florida at a young age, and I got into rock, and I kind of got into metal as the years went on. So I've been in the punk rock metal scene for a long time, and as the years went by, I ended up kind of chilling out, cooling down a little bit, and finding this beautiful, peaceful electronic music scene. So it's definitely it's a good place to be.
Anything else you want to add?
It's been really good with Michael. We started working together about 3 years ago. We've been jamming out for about 2.5, and it's been amazing. I've written some of the best music and I ever have with this guy. We really connect together, and I think it's a beautiful thing that we found each other on this planet. So, it's good stuff.
Okay. All right. So, Michael, now before you start talking about your past life, not real far past, like, a previous life, I wanted to say I tried to post the link to your timeline, but you don't allow that. So, I'm going to be trying to post it into the messages while you tell the audience about what you were doing before the two of you guys met.
Perfect.
So
and, yeah, so if anyone's listening, Thank you, Mac. If anybody's listening, just go to our Facebook page and look at the comments on the post, and you'll find the link. So I was born in Tacoma, Washington, and grew up there. Tacoma, Seattle, Puget Sound area. Started playing music in fourth grade. We had to take band in fourth grade, and I didn't think music was cool at the time, and then I ended up playing trumpet in band, and I actually really liked it. So I was in my room practicing for 2 hours a night, and then in eighth grade, I got braces, and it was not fun to play trumpet with braces. So I switched to drums, played drums throughout high school, went to college, got a music degree in college in Seattle, and then I moved to Nashville and spent 7 years in Nashville. Love that town, and was involved in the country music scene playing and got into booking venues and working with other bands, things like that. And then ended up in San Diego, and I've been here for about 12, 13 years now. And I've been working in the music biz my whole career up until COVID hit. And when COVID hit, we obviously, everyone knows, the shows were canceled, the venues were closed, the bands were out of work. So I was on unemployment and learning how to garden and cook in a cast iron skillet and watching, too much Netflix. And then I started thinking, I have this passion for boating as well. My dad built boats back up in Seattle. And so I called around and I got connected with this brokerage here in San Diego, Infinity Yacht Sales. And I go in and start working, and Aaron's sitting across the room from me, and we were started talking about music one day in the office, and we realized, oh man, we're both into this kind of the same kind of electronic music. And I'd never done anything in the electronic realm, and neither had Aaron really. We both appreciated it, but we'd never done it. So we said, you know what? Let's just try to throw something at the wall and see if it sticks. So, like Aaron said, we've been making music now for a couple of years, and we've just released our third tune, and we're having a blast, and we're super excited for the future.
Sounds interesting and cool. So you guys just met, like, in 2020, so you haven't really known each other that long.
That's right.
So what was whichever one wants to answer, this is a laid-back show, so you guys can, amongst yourselves, he's going to answer. But whoever wants to answer, so how did you guys go about going to a studio and getting that together and, mixing the sounds and the and everything? How did you work that out?
So when we decided to meet up and try to make some music, I mean, I've got a MacBook laptop and I have a little MIDI keyboard, a little 2-octave keyboard. So we've literally just been, meeting at my tiny studio apartment, and that's our studio. We have grand dreams of building a bigger studio someday, maybe on a boat, maybe not. We'll see. Hashtag Carrie Craft. Just with a computer and a little keyboard controller and sending the audio through my, TV surround sound speakers, that's all we've had to work with. We do think that the Asian food takeout that we've ordered every single session has contributed to the music that we've written. So if you like it, the music, you can thank local San Diego Chinese food for that.
It's really tasty too. Really tasty.
So was it one or the other of your idea to do that, or was it just kind of a mutual thing where you said, hey, let's do this?
Yeah, I think it was mutual. Yeah, we were just like, let's try to do some of this stuff. We both had ideas. Aaron's a brilliant lyricist, and I don't come up with lyrics very easily. I come up with music easier, so that's been kind of a great match, because Aaron will come up with these great lines, and seed of a musical idea, and then we both sit there and we flesh it out, you know. But he's usually the one that starts the lyric part, and I usually come up with some sort of chord progression to start, and then from there we're both involved, and we're you know, crafting it. You know, any songwriter knows, I mean, you have an idea, but it's really the great musicians and artists in the world, you know, you don't just roll over out of bed and write that down. It takes a lot of work to, I mean, some geniuses do maybe, but for the rest of us, like, we have to kind of craft it, and you take that clay and you form it into a song. You know, you take that original idea and you shape it. So we, Aaron and I have found that, like, it's really easy and fun to work together on that. We'll be listening to a, you know, like, what sound do we want for this part? And we'll kind of, like, flip through a bunch of different sounds. And we'll both of us, more often than not, we'll both be like, that one. We'll both
at the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time. It's crazy. The way we think when we're writing is it blows my mind. Because I've never been around, you know, another musician or artist that was on the same wavelength. Like, this guy is, like, on point, and it's a beautiful thing to see for the first time in my musical career. It's mind-blowing when you find that person that you can write so good with, and it's unbelievable. It's something that I've never experienced until just a few years ago. So it's a real amazing thing to have. So I'm lucky I get to work with this guy.
Yeah, we both are. No, it's cool. We thank Brian Donnelly at Infinity Audio.
Yeah, he brought us together.
Yeah,
the big Brian.
So who would you guys like to play with? Like, you know, anybody, alive or dead, any musician that you would like to share the stage with at least once in your life?
Oh, we don't share our stage with anyone.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, I'm just kidding. we share with everyone. Actually, we would love them all.
We want someone to share it with us. Yeah.
everyone is welcome on our stage. Bring a tambourine or a flute or whatever and get up there.
Mm, cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
There's so much amazing music out there. It's so hard to just pick one of them. That's a really good question. Actually, I don't even know what to say about that. It's tough.
I know it's hard.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. There's so many amazing artists out there, and it's just, you know, a lot of these fans are putting out so many singles like within a year, and the sound is so beautiful. Like, I would share the stage with anybody.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's they're beautifying the world with this music, and I think EDM is the absolute future for us and the world. There's a lot of feeling in it, and I'm a very emotional artist. I like to feel what I'm writing, and I feel very deeply everything. I'm very passionate about it, and I think that we need to beautify the world with EDM for sure.
Well, you never know, because things usually work out when you're doing your thing with your music, and I'm sure you guys know already that sometimes stuff just drops out of the sky. Mm-hmm. One of these days, maybe somebody that you guys really admire will just walk up to you and say, "Hey, can I sit in?" And you'll be like,
That would be sick.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing that we want to do with our stage show, and it's, by the way, we're literally doing this from my car parked outside of rehearsal space here in San Diego. We're about to go in and start. We haven't played live yet, and we plan to do that this year. And so we want to piece together our stage show. And we want to incorporate some live elements to it. You know, there's some DJs out there that just work the turntables, and that's cool. And then there's other electronic acts that incorporate live drums and other instruments or other vocals. And we want to sort of do that. And we're going to work out how exactly that looks like. But I think it would be cool to collaborate with different people, instrumentalists, guests, players and singers and things like
for
this
sure.
too, you know. So as we put together our stage show, like this music we're making so far, we cut some of the drums and piano and vocals in the studio. So there's already some live elements of this music. It's not purely electronic, so it's kind of a hybrid. But definitely in the stage show, that's one thing that we're really looking forward to is collabing with other artists and bringing together. I mean, like we both talked about, like Aaron comes from the punk rock world and I come from the country music. And it's, I mean, I don't know how you can get more like eclectic than that. And I'm a big fan of world music too. I mean, we both traveled around the planet and seen a lot of stuff in a lot of other countries, and like I just think it would be cool to bring everything in together and
yeah.
do a lot of really cool mixes and blends of all the stuff. We'll see. It might get weird.
Good though.
Yeah, it's yeah. definitely gonna get weird.
Yeah, we're pretty weird.
weird is usually good though. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
Oh, well, it's your show, but all I was going to say was that because you were talking about, you know, doing collaborations, and I really love when they have, you know, duos or trios or whatever of different, you know, famous people that you would never think that they would, you know, do something together, like Roy Orbison and K.D. Lang. that's like
right.
way out there. You know, but I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd like to see you play with, you know, anybody that's that's still alive, that is famous or even not even famous. Maybe they just play the same way you do. You know?
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
do you play? Do you play with anybody? Do you play an instrument, Mac, or sing?
I do sing, and I play. Huh. Sort of play the piano. I'm one of those that I can play instruments, but I don't necessarily play them well. Like I can play the flute.
Well, flute counts, you know. What is well?
Yeah.
Mean?
Oh, it counts because when I play the stuff that I know, people think, "Ooh, that's really good." It's like, just don't ask me to play anything else. Now, usually I can play like three or four songs at least, but I play the flute and I play the piano and a little bit of trombone. And I'm just one of those people that I pick something up and after a few tries I can play it, but I'm not a musician type person that I'm not interested really in working on that to be good at it. It's just not something I'm really interested in. But just to pick it up and play a couple of things, yeah. But the singing part, I really love doing that. And especially when talking about being on stage with people. And not that I'm bragging about myself, but I was on stage with Tina Turner. And it's only because, it's only because I had a boyfriend, and this was, you know, quite a while back in the 80s, and shows how old I am. But my boyfriend, he was in a band that opened quite often for Tina Turner. And so we got to be, like, kind of friends, not friends, but kind of like friends. And one day after my boyfriend was done with his opening, and she came up to me and she said, hey, you want to sing with me? And I said, oh, get out of here. You're saying something like that. That's mean. And she's like, no, I'm serious. And then she asked me if I knew the song. And I said, well, yeah, I know it. Because she wanted to start out with Proud Mary. Because that was, and still is, one of her really, really popular songs. And
right.
Let's put it this way. People may not have liked me that much, but I didn't get booed. And people clapped and everything.
What venue? What venue was that at?
Oh, it was in a revolving theater. That
so cool.
Theater, yeah. Theater may be the wrong word, but it actually is a theater where the people are on stage and the stage moves around so that everybody can see everything.
Oh wow,
so
that's incredible.
Yeah, so that was
wow.
The venue.
What a story!
And like
that's amazing.
Like I've told people, as long as I don't get booed, that's it. You know, like if you're a comedian, you don't want to get booed. And if you're a singer, or even if you're pretending to be, because I pretend to be a singer, even if you're pretending to be a singer, you don't want to get booed. So let's get back to you. I'm sorry about taking up time on your show.
Oh,
we love it. We were planning to interview you tonight.
Well, I usually stick a few things in when I have guests on about, you know, either me or somebody I know. Because, like, I have a really good friend who has a one-man band. And
oh,
he
cool.
plays,
right.
like, almost every instrument. He's one of those that he can pick it up and play it, but unlike me, he can pick it up and play it good.
Huh? That's cool. Those one
so,
man bands are.
Yeah, I love music and I like all kinds. So, the only thing I don't like a lot is country. I mean, it just depends. I like some of it. Oh, I wanted to ask you guys, and it does have to do with music. Have you heard of 40 Watt Hype?
40 Watt, what is it?
They're a music. 40 Watt Hype. It's the name of a musical group.
I don't think I have. I'm sorry to say.
Okay. Well, one thing that you can listen to of theirs, and right now it's the only thing I can even think of theirs. You may have seen the movie or you may not have seen the movie. And right now I can't even think of the name of it. It had Eddie Murphy in it. And, Pluto Nash on Mars or something like that. The Adventures of Pluto
okay.
Nash. Okay. And you can go on YouTube. And so this is for the audience, too. If you go onto YouTube and you put in Adventures of Pluto Nash, theme song, it should come up right away. And what it is, it's Blue Moon, and it starts out with like rap, the Blue Moon part, and then it comes out with the like the older type from like the 40s and 50s, like the torch songs, and they mix it together, and it sounds so great. It's the
nice.
Best version of Blue Moon that I have ever heard. So you might want to.
Well, we're
going to
check it out immediately after this call.
And
that's super cool.
Great music. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes there's like a layover with the sound, and so I inadvertently interrupt people when I don't mean to. But I was going to say, speaking of great music, you guys have, isn't it three songs that you have up on YouTube?
Yes. We've released three tunes so far on all the platforms. Just Need, Love Fest, and our most recent is Waking.
Yeah, I just listened to that not that long ago, the newest one. It's really good. I love it. So what have you guys been thinking about for the future? Are you going to put out another song, you think you'll ever, like, do music for a movie or anything like that?
So we have about 7 other songs that we've written, and we went to the studio in Seattle, Robert Lang Studio, to record, and we picked the top 3 that we thought was gonna, you know, be right for us, and those are the 3 tracks mm-hmm. that have been on all platforms that have been released, and those tracks was like the beginning of our you know, Michael and myself, like our journey together in music. So it's our music's changing very quickly, very rapidly. Our new track that we're going to be back in Seattle in March, and we're going to be recording 3 new songs, and they're completely, I don't want to say completely different, but they're very different in so many ways. I think the best of us is yet to come, as far as, you know, Del Zaris, Michael and I write music. It just gets better and better every time we get together. So yeah, we're writing. And as Michael mentioned, we're right now at the rehearsal studio, we're in the parking lot. So we're going to go in there and rehearse, and hopefully we'll be playing maybe early spring, some festivals, or in the summertime, but we definitely have plans to start doing live venues, and it's going to be great.
We'd like to tour in Helsinki, specifically, and Munich, and also Johannesburg,
good. And
also Sydney, and Hong Kong.
What about Vietnam?
Cool.
And Vietnam.
Yeah.
And also Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about Cleveland, Ohio?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Absolutely.
On the list. Yeah.
That's on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah.
Oh, look here. Miami, Florida's on here too. Look, I just thought.
Yeah.
yeah, so we'd love to get out and about and play shows. We want to do Burning Man. So if anyone is organizing a Burning Man group, I've never been to Burning Man, and we both want to go, and I'm not sure who like books that, but if anyone wants to play their Burning Man thing,
we're down.
Yeah, we're totally down.
It's
cool, so hit us up.
That would be a good gig, man.
And for future music, we're planning to do a little Christmas album, maybe not a full album, but maybe at least a couple Christmas tunes this coming year. We're big Christmas fans.
Yeah, I'm not a Christmas fan.
Do you like Halloween?
I love Halloween.
What is Halloween track for you? What's your favorite holiday?
It's actually not the holiday, because it's before the holiday, but New Year's Eve.
Okay, no, that totally counts.
Yeah, that's actually quite huge.
Maybe we'll do a version of Auld Lang Syne just for you.
Aww.
Yeah.
The thing that I don't miss much about Pennsylvania. Sorry to people that live in Pennsylvania, but, yeah, I don't like that place at all. But when I was living there, I was living in Brentwood, and they, every year, and sometimes it would be, like, really cold at that time, like, you know, really, really cold and snow on the ground and ice and everything. But every year there would be 2 guys that would run down the street. One was an old man, you know, with his little cane and everything, and he at least got to have more clothes on because he had his little robes and stuff. And then running right behind him was a full-grown man with only a diaper on, running behind him. Because, you know, signifying the new year. And that was every year, and I miss that. I really miss that, because that was so great to see that every year. And then,
well, you have to bring
that guy
big.
Go ahead.
Where
go
are
ahead.
They now? That's where are they now? That's what I want to know. What are those two guys doing right now? Well, other than listening to this
chasing
broadcast.
Him, man. He's chasing them.
They must be
I'm
all
sure
the way to
Ohio.
They
did it this year. Well, Ohio, I never saw anything, you know, that cool on New Year's Eve. So, but that's the only thing I miss about Pennsylvania. I don't care about Pennsylvania. But Ohio is pretty nice.
You're in New York now, yeah?
No, I'm in Ohio.
Oh, you're in Ohio. Okay, sorry. Your number is maybe something said New York. But okay, you're in Ohio. Got it.
Yeah, the number that calls you is Blog Talk Radio. Because I call Blog Talk Radio, and then Blog Talk Radio calls you.
Gotcha.
So that's why it says New York. And I just want to tell you guys about something. Sorry to interrupt, and sorry to anybody that may be listening to the live part. But this thing is now saying that you're on hold, but yet I don't see anything that says that you're on hold. So hopefully you're still on and it's not just me talking. But if everything is all messed up and we don't have a show, we'll just reschedule a new one. So I wanted to get that out there.
It seems like people are listening in, so I think we're getting our call center here has some. We've been getting people calling in, and what's it called? Pledging,
Well, the live part should be okay because it does say that we're on the air, but
yeah,
for some reason it's saying something about on hold, but yet. I don't see anything on here because I'm looking right at it that shows that you're on hold. So, but that's Blog Talk Radio. The earlier stuff, that wasn't Blog Talk Radio because that it all dialed and everything and went through. But
you know, for the record, my phone never rang. Dude, it did not ring.
Oh, I believe you.
I was like,
it may have been a
mistake.
It probably was Blog Talk Radio. Well, I want to get away from that, though. I don't want to talk about Blog Talk Radio. I mean, they're good for having, you know, be able to do these shows, but they do have a lot of problem with their sound and other technical difficulties. Although I will say usually I don't have as much trouble as I did tonight. Because you could ask, you know, Jason, your brother, you could ask him. We didn't have trouble when we did his show. And most of the time, there aren't troubles. So, sorry that it had to be you guys.
Well, next time we'll just come to Ohio and do it in your studio there.
Yeah, studio.
Studio is my living room.
Perfect.
That's
the best. That's my studio is too. My studio is in my living room.
Dude, you got like a really cool studio though, dude. Cause, like,
actually, my whole house is in my living room.
Yeah, his whole house.
My kitchen's in my living room. My bedroom's in my living room. It's
and
great.
So if it turns into like a cool bed. So like he's killing it, man. It's cool.
Yeah, we actually have this. We actually have this cool studio idea for San Diego. And if you're an investor out there, give us a call and we'll set up a really great opportunity for you. But we have this idea to, like, take a boat and kind of turn a boat into a floating studio. So we could be, like, the only, you know, floating studio in San Diego. We think it'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. So we got our eye on a particular make and model of a boat and all that jazz. So that might be, you know, coming down the pipeline as well.
Yeah.
So we'll come to your studio or you can come to Max, either way, for future.
Yeah, this all sounds really cool. I love boats. Yeah, since I was a little kid, I'm only going to say something really short. It won't take up too much of your time. But when I was a kid, I loved boats so much that I almost got killed on one. I was only like, I wasn't quite 3 years old yet. My parents were looking for me. And so, of course, the whole ship was looking for me, including the captain. And the captain was the one that kept me from getting killed. He, like, told my mother to get my attention on the other side. So she got my attention, and then he grabbed me so that I wouldn't fall over. But what I was doing was I had my legs over the rail, you know, the opposite side of the rail where the water is. And I was holding on to it, though. But I had my head all the way down because I was looking at the paddle, because it was one of those paddle boats.
Okay.
It was a passenger one, but I was watching it because I was like, ooh, because it's this great big thing just going round and round and round and making the water splash. And I was like mesmerized by that. That could have killed me if I would. Actually, not could have. It would have killed me if I would have fell on that. But
we're very glad.
I love being on the boat, though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's a crazy story. Wow, that's amazing. I'm glad that. Who is that captain? And man, you know, I hope you interview him on this show at some point.
Well, I would like to, but I really, you know, I'm not sure if he's even a captain anymore, because he was, of course, when you're little, as you know, when you're little, everybody's old, because when you're 3 years old, a 20-year-old seems old to you. But
that's true.
He had gray hair, so, of course, that doesn't mean anything either, because I went to school with
gray
people.
Hair. Are you saying I'm
old?
Yeah,
16 years old and gray hair. So yeah, so that doesn't say anything either. Yeah, you can never tell really how old somebody is.
That's true.
Or how young.
That's true.
Because sometimes they'll look young and they're old, and sometimes they look old and they're young.
I mean, that's one of the four agreements, right? Never make assumptions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
well, next time you're in San Diego, we'll have to sailing and have a redo.
Oh yeah. Well, we can even have a redo anytime, because with my show, I've had people come back and do well, not because there were mess ups. Although one time it was because of a mess up, I had to reschedule. It was so bad, I had to reschedule.
I didn't mean redo the show. I mean a redo of the boat experience. We'll have a go on a nice sail where you don't.
I thought you were talking about redoing the show. Okay, yeah, redoing the boat experience.
No,
I don't want to get myself killed, no.
Right.
And
we're
and
safe boaters.
Yeah.
When we go out on the boat, everybody is super safe.
Because I have to be more careful now because I'm 62 years old, and not that that's that old, but one of the reasons why the show has been off the air for a short while is because I've had health problems. I'm not going to go into it, but I have to be careful because I don't want to fall and break a hip or something. So I'm not going to be hanging over the rails. Yes, I'll go in the boat, but no, I'm not going to be hanging over the rails.
Yeah, hang out on the inside of the boat with a, you know, nice cold beverage.
You can drop me off at the next surf break. Yeah, I'll just jump in the water.
Yeah, you know, Aaron's a big surfer, too.
Oh, you're both surfers?
I'm not a surfer. I've only surfed one day in my life, and I don't know if I'll become a surfer. But Aaron is an avid surfer.
Yeah, I don't surf. I never wanted to try it, actually. But I have water skied, and
that was okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm not one of those people like, ooh, I got to go out water skiing. Nah, it was okay for a couple of times, but, it's not something I care about doing all the time.
So
let's get back to your music. Oh, I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
No, that's... That's okay, Mac. I actually, so we have this rehearsal space from 7 to 10 out here. I think we have to kind of wrap it up because we're eating into our rehearsal time a little bit here. But we want to thank you so much for having us on. And
okay.
It's been really wonderful chatting with you. And I hope we can do this again sometime.
Yeah, I feel the same. Sorry you didn't get your whole hour because of the technical difficulties, but you
That's
know,
okay.
Come on the show again.
It was my phone.
It was your phone. Darren's fault.
Oh, you did
my
get
fault.
The calls on your phone?
Yeah, it rang left and right. No, just kidding. It didn't ring. I'm just joking.
It's the internet. Let's blame the internet.
Yeah,
let's,
we're going to blame
it. We'll blame the internet. It was some wire somewhere in the air or underground or some electronical thing that
yeah.
didn't work.
The continuity was just like...
Continuity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like blaming the internet.
That's
only take you like a minute, but before you go, just tell it... if you want people to get a hold of you, tell them how, like if it's an email or on Facebook or whatever. Michael, you go first, and then Aaron.
Okay. We're on you can call me directly at 555-121-5511. That's my personal phone number, and you please feel free to call. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about for hours on end, all night long. And also, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Pandora, and delzaris.com
yeah.
is our website.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, anything
Aaron,
different for you, Aaron?
My phone number is 111-000-1111.
Oh,
also,
you guys are so funny. I wasn't
yeah.
talking about phone numbers.
Oh, you don't want my number? yeah, everything Michael said was fine. Yeah, I mean, he did a good job.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
I'm not like the talker like Michael is.
He is the talker. He pretends like he's not the talker, but he's totally the talker.
I'm the laugher. I like to laugh.
We all laugh and talk.
So he talks, I laugh.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go since you said you got to go. I don't mean to sound like I'm rushing you, but you need to leave. So I'm going to wrap it up. And whenever you want to come back on the show, just let me know, and you are welcome anytime.
Thank you so much, Mac, and let us know when you're in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, it probably will be never, but if it ever happens, I will let you know.
Okay.
I'm sending you all this good vibe to San Diego.
Well, thank you both for being on the show, and have a good night.
Thanks for having
you
us, Mac.
You
too. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.